I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, July 29th. There will be a preliminary election in Quincy on September 14th to narrow the field of candidates for school committee from 7 down to 6. Tuesday was the deadline for candidates to submit their nomination papers, and incumbents Emily Lebo, Doug Guttrow, and Courtney Pertios will be facing challenges from Liberty Schaff, Liz Speakman, Tina Cahill, and Ellen Patterson O'Donnell. One will be eliminated during the preliminary. Also this week, Norfolk County Treasurer Mike Bellotti submitted papers to seek an at-large city council seat. William Burke is also running for at-large along with the three incumbents. There are also challengers for the Wards 1, 2, and 5 city council seats. The final election is on November 2nd. The state is awarding Quincy $2.89 million to repair the seawall at Manet Avenue and Babcock Street out on Howe's Neck. Governor Baker announced the grants from the state's dam and seawall repair program. That area is flood-prone during storms and extreme high tides. Brody or Baker Beach in Germantown is posted as unsafe for swimming. Water tests taken earlier this week indicate unsafe levels of bacteria in the water. The water at all other Quincy City beaches tested safe for swimming this week. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, July 29th.